Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm and let's read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in a green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And let us start prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for the presence of yours in the life of your church and your people. Thank you for sustaining us and protecting us and guiding us in spite of all trials and work of devil. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives. And Lord, we give you thanks for answering our prayers. We give you thanks for your provision. We give you thanks for the salvation that we receive from Jesus and his work on the cross. We give you thanks for your word that you send always on time. We give you thanks for your protection and your provision and your guidance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for you are a timely God. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, for leading us in the way of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you, Lord, for making us lay down beside the quiet water, leading us into green pastures. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Let's come to God now and confess to him our sin and our shortcoming and wrongdoing. Let's come to God and ask him forgiveness. Small sin or big sin is the same. God wants us to renounce all these things, lack of faith, anxiety, fear, worries. Let's ask God forgiveness of all these things. Yes, Lord. You promise that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just. You will forgive us and you will purify us from all unrighteousness. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Continue to cleanse us as we are in your presence. O Lord, forgive our sins, we who are here and our brethren in other places, wherever this recording will reach, O God, let it be a fruit of the Holy Spirit, fruit of repentance, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let's now come to God and ask him our petition and what we need from him. Let us ask him our needs in the name of Jesus. Lord, you promise and you say, come to me, all of you weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. Yes, oh God, I claim rest for my brothers and my sisters. Every one of us here and our brethren in other places, as we come to you, whatever burden needs, you will be the one to give us rest in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. Let's pray now for your job. Let's pray for our jobs, the places that we have, our visas and our documents and our working. Pray for the prosperity of the place that you are working. Pray for your boss, pray for your company or whatever place you are, school, hospital, nursery, restaurant, company. Pray that as God will bless these places, you too also will be blessed and you will be prospered. Pray that you will preach his word to the people around you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you, Master. Answer our prayers, O God. Here we are, Lord. We are willing to go and preach your word and proclaim the gospel to the people whom we are working, to our neighbors, to our colleagues. O God, hear our prayers. Let's pray for each and every one of us families. Pray for your husband and pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your siblings. Pray for your parents in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we pray for peace and joy in each and every family. Pray for each and every husband to be obedient to you, to follow your ways and your commands. I pray for the wife to be a suitable and meet helper to each and every husband so that the mission of each and every family shall be accomplished. Oh Lord, I pray for provision. Provide for each and every family. Provide for the parents to take care of the children, to raise them in the fear of yours. Oh God, I pray for those who have no job, income. Provide for them. Provide for each and every family so that the children will raise up in the fear of yours and will be well provided, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for one another. If you know somebody having a problem, sickness, some financial need, physical needs, let's pray. That's how we can carry each other's burden through prayers. Yes, Lord. I pray for those who have no job, provide for them income and job in the name of Jesus. We claim healing upon healing, O God. Those who are sick, having cancer, heal them in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of corona, whatever this pandemic, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We claim healing upon healing. O God, protect us, all of us, from this pandemic. Protect our brothers and sisters and our workers all over the world from this sickness in the name of Jesus. Spare us, O God, and guide us and lead us into victory, O Lord. As we pray now, let's pray for our families back home and the places that we came from. Let's pray that the Lord shall send His word to these places and that the Lord shall use us to proclaim His word to our friends, relatives, neighbors, colleagues, and the people of these places, that they will know, come to know Christ and His word through our lives. Yes, O God, send Your word, O Lord. Let be revival, O God. Let be repentance, O Lord. Have mercy on the people. Let them know You. Let them follow You, O God. Let them surrender their lives and their ways fully unto You, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Do miracles and wonder, O God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, O Lord. Hear our prayers. Let's pray now. Let's pray for the place that God had placed His church here in UAE. And wherever the church had expanded, to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, and also Sierra Leone. Yes, pray. Yes, O God, we pray, O Lord, for favor that cometh from You. Upon Your church, O God, we pray for Your grace, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that all what we need, O Lord, from documentations and papers and things that is mandatory for our settlement here in these places that You had placed us, let Your grace abound, O God. I pray that You receive favor from Me and from all these governments in the name of Jesus. O Lord, we pray for the prosperity and blessings of Yours upon all these places that we had mentioned, O God. Lord, that we will live in peace, O God, and we'll preach Your word and we will evangelize. We pray for the salvations of those in the cabinets. Let them know You, let them follow You, let them having the wisdom from Yours to follow Your ways and Your commands in the name of Jesus.
Hear our prayers, O God. Let nothing hinder your grace from reaching us, O Lord. Whatever rule that is against your rule, we come against it, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of Antichrist, anti-ministry, and abuse and oppression. We rebuke them all in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, O God, that you stretch out your hand and do miracle in the name of Jesus, that people will know you. People will come to realize, O God, that you are the true God and we are your servant. Lord, we pray. Empower us, O God. Fill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Give us the spiritual gifts that we need to serve you, O God. Give us the gift of tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of the message of wisdom, message of knowledge, and Lord, gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of exhortation, administration, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, whatever we need, O God, giving generously. We pray that you give us what we lack as a body of Christ. And Lord, we pray that you give us more fruit of the Holy Spirit to be like Jesus. Give us, Lord, more love, joy, and peace, goodness, and faithfulness, and faith, and gentleness, and kindness, and self-control, and patience in the name of Jesus. I pray for more humility in each and every one of us life. I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon each and every pastor, workers, elders, and Lord, we pray, O God, that you lead us to bring the fruit that you desire to see in our lives. I pray for more souls to come to know you in the name of Jesus. I pray also, O God, for more people to repent and come to the knowledge of Christ in the name of Jesus. Even as we are today in your presence, comfort us and be with us, O Lord. Anoint our worship, O God. Anoint the songs, the givings, the prayers, the message. We pray for your anointing upon this recording and use it, O God, in the name of Jesus, to bring revival, to bring victory, to bring, O God, the fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand. Let us worship the Lord. Let us prepare the way for the Lord.
We commit ourselves to prepare the way, O God, for you to come, to prepare your church and your people, to proclaim your word and your will, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. We magnify you. Continue to anoint us, speak to us, and guide us to continue to serve you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Bye.
God.
Thank you for your blood, O Lord Jesus, that you wash us and you cleanse us. You have given us life, and life eternal. Thank you, God, for sustaining us against all the work of devil. And we thank you, Lord, and we bless you, O God, for all what you are doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for sustaining your church and your people. In spite of all the work of Satan's and the power of darkness and hell that is released against your church, what you promise and you say, I'll build up my church and the gate of Hades will not overcome it. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We trust you, God, you will sustain us. And you will sustain the good work that you start in your church till you come and take us with you in heaven. We thank you, Lord. And we bless you. We magnify you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's collect now our tithes and offering and our fresh fruit to the Lord. As we bring our tithes and offering and fresh fruit to God, the Lord shall open the windows of heaven and bless us and rebuke the devourer in our lives. And he will pour us so much blessing that we have. We will have no place to keep his blessings. Yes, Lord, thank you for your people who brought their tithes and offerings and first fruits to you. I pray, O God, that you open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing in their life that they will have no place to keep it. And even I pray, O Lord, rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus. I pray. Whatever pestilence, whatever fines, penalties, sicknesses, corona, we rebuke it all in the name of Jesus. And we pray for our brothers and sisters who lost their jobs, who has no salaries, who had been delayed salaries. Lord, we pray as they are obedient to you, O God, rebuke this devourer right now. And let them receive what is due for them, the money that withhold from them. Devil, we rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray also, God, we pray that you anoint this amount of money and multiply it and use it mightily, Lord, to bring your word to the lost, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Revelation, chapter 2. And today we'll speak about the letter of Jesus to the church in Thyatira, and that will be part 1. Book of Revelation, chapter 2, and let's read verse 18 to 29. The letter to this church is long, and we may take more than a few parts to finish this church. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things say the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication and to eat things, sacrifice and to idols. And I give her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with the rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I receive of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We thank you for your word that you bring revival, that encourage us, that help us, that sustain us, that make us understand your will, and make us understand the thing that you want us to do, O Lord. I pray the message for today to motivate us, to encourage us to do what is right and just and correct. Anoint my lips, O God, and put verses and statement to encourage your people so they will receive your word with teaching and understanding. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The church in Thyatira, this is the fourth church. The word Thyatira, or some they say Thyatira, it means daughter or girl. Some they say from the history, one of the leaders was waging war, and he heard that he got a daughter, and he called the city Thyatira because he got a daughter. And the first person get converted in this city, according to the scriptures, is Lydia. We can read that in the book of Acts chapter 16, Acts 16 and verse 14. He say, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worship God, hear us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. So this is the first convert from the city is Lydia upon the preaching of Paul. And she was a merchant in the purple, and this the city was famous with this kind of a product. And the first convert here is a woman. And about the church in Thyatira, most likely it is planted by Apostle Paul. And in this church, we find that the name Thyatira, Ger, the first convert is a woman. And we also read that is having a prophetess that is Jezebel. And some they think that in this church they were worshiping Mary and giving her importance more than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that is why When the Lord Himself, when He spoke to that church in Alatar, He said, "These things say the Son of God," because He wants to reinstate them that salvation comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, not from Mary. Some they say that the goddess Diana was worshipped in that city also, and that's why, as an honor to that Diana, they were worshipping also Mary. And that's why here the Lord had addressed them that the Son of God, not the Son of Mary, to reinstate them about their doctrine of faith and the doctrine of salvation, to come back to their senses and to the right way of faith. You say, "These things say the Son of God, who hath His eyes like unto a flame of fire, and His feet are like fine brass. His eyes like unto a flame of fire." Meaning here the Lord is speaking to them, telling them, "I am able to see everything going on in your life. I am seeing the good things, and I am also seeing the corruptible things that is in your life, the sin that need to be dealt with." And that what He say also in chapter 1 verse 14, "And His eyes were as a flame of fire." The flame of fire could be the light of the gospel that church needed it, telling them that salvation come from the Son of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. It looked like what is going on now in the Catholic and Orthodox Church, that they honor Mary more than her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And some they say also that in that church, their bishops and elders, their presbyters were women. And so there is some sort that had worked out all these factors that this church was need correction to reinstate them to the doctrine of the Son of God and the salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. He said to them in verse 18, "And His feet are like fine brass." The meaning of a brass in the scriptures means God's judgment. And also a brass, it means stability and support and also strength. Here the Lord is strengthening His people. And He is telling them, "I'll be with you, I will support you, I will strengthen you. Don't be afraid of the judgment. I'll be standing with you when you are persecuted for the sake of faith." We come to know that in this church there are people who are corrupted, but there are people who are honest and doing the very things that God wanted them to do. In verse 19, He said to them, to those who are obedient to Him, "I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first." Now here are the things as a church today. The Lord started to speak about the good points in the church. There are good points we need to observe as workers,
as a church, as congregations, as ministers for the Lord. God wants us to observe these things. I know thy works. It's not only work, but works. There are things we are called to do. And the scriptures teach us about the kinds of works that God wants us to achieve. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. We are called to do the wonderful works of God. God wants us to do that works of Him. And also in Matthew 13 and verse 54, and when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, and so much that they were astonished, and said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? So here, other kind of work is not only wonderful works, but mighty works, that it showed these works coming from God. And also in Matthew 11 and verse 20, then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Here, there's a mighty work of God need to be done so that may help people to repent and come to their senses. All these things, as a church, we need to practice and we need to do. In John chapter 6 and verse 28 and verse 29, speaking about the works of God, I know thy works. John chapter 6 verse 28 and 29, then say they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? What is the works of God that we need to do? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. So we need to believe in Christ. And we believe on his word, and we follow him. And also in John chapter 9, speaking about the works of God, I know thy works. What kind of works that God wants us to do, or he wants to see in our life? John 9 verse 3, Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. The works of God should be manifest. We are called to allow the work of God to manifest in our lives. We may pass through trials, difficulties, sicknesses, problems, and sometimes we are asking why, who is the reason, what is the sin? No. It says here so that the works of God will be manifest in our lives. We need to allow God and his work to be manifest in our lives. In John chapter 10 and verse 32, Jesus answered them, many good works have I shown you from my Father.
For which of those works do you stone me? There's the good works we need to show. Like Jesus here, he showed the good work. We need to show the good work also. Works need to be done in our life. Are we encouraged today? Yes. We need to do the work in spite of all the opposition, difficulties, rejection, and hardship. But we are called to do the good works. Yes, around us, evil, wrongdoing, but God wants us to do the good work. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 10, say, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had prepared, had before ordained that we should walk in them. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God had already prepared them so that we will walk in them. So there are assignments that we need to continue in doing the good work of God. In John chapter 14, speaking about, I know thy works, and verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works. God call us to do the greater works, than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So there is a greater works God call us to achieve. There is a good work, and also the scriptures speak about the work of the flesh. God wants us to be away from the work of the flesh. In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, and verse 19 to 21, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So there is work of the flesh, we need to abstain from it. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 27, the scriptures motivating us, encouraging us, putting us back. We might be discouraged, we might be sad or upset, we might be hurt for certain trials, but God calling us back today to do the good works. And you know, he say, I know thy works. For the Son of God shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. We will be rewarded. Amen. Every one of us will be rewarded for the work that God called us to achieve. In the book of Titus, chapter 3, Titus, chapter 3 and verse 8, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. We need to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. We need to maintain good works so that when he will come, he will reward us for the good work that he had prepared for us, and we had done and we had achieved. In the book of James, work of faith, speak about work of faith. James chapter 2 and verse 18. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Verse 20, but wilt thou know, O man, O vain man, that faith without work is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Verse 24 and 25 and 26. You see that how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So here we do understand that the kind of works that God had prepared for us and he want us to follow. I know thy works, and after their work, and charity. God want us to do things based on love. The scriptures admonish us that everything we do it in charity and in love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and verse 48. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, speaketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh not evil, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fall. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. May the Lord fill us with love and charity to continue to serve him. In chapter 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, to serve him and to serve one another with love and charity. 16 verse 14, let all your things be done with charity. And also in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1 and verse 3, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you, all toward each other aboundeth. Here, the charity of the Thessalonians will abound, and God want us to increase in charity. I know thy works and charity, and service, God wants us to offer services. Service or ministry, it could be ministry of the word, it could be helping the saints, supporting those weak, admonishing one another, praying for one another, carry each other burden, helping and financial support to those who are in need. These all different kind of services and ministries that God wants us to abide. You know, in the church of Thyatira, they were in that church, a minority were doing good things, but the majority are doing evil. But today message is to encourage each and every one of you, those who are here today with us, and our brethren in other places, that to continue to do the very right things that God wants you to do. God wants us to offer the parts of our body as a living sacrifice. In the book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body is a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. As we offer the parts of our body to God, this is our reasonable service to Him. God will use our bodies, the parts of our body, to offer the services to the saints, to the people who are in need of the good service. And also, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 12, for the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abounded also by many thanksgiving unto God. Here, the ministry and the service that God wants us to do is to help in the financial needs of those who are in need among us. Let's go back to Book of Revelation 2 and verse 19. I know thy works, thy charity and service and faith. God wants us to have faith on Him, faith on Jesus, our Lord, and faith on His word, and apply them in our lives. And thy patience, God wants us to have patience, have perseverance. We need to continue not to give up, not to get discouraged, not to get disappointed because of trials or hardship that we may passing through. And He say, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. He say, and thy works, the work that done, the last is more than the first. He's telling them, to those who are obedient in the church in Thyatira, He is telling them that your work, you had done the latter part of your work, is more better, is more in amount than the first one. Today God is encouraging us. Let's all stand. Let's all stand in the gap, not only in a prayer, but to do the work. There is works, wonderful works, good works, greater works, works that God will reward us for it, works that is God prepared in advance for us to do,
We should avoid the work of the flesh, but to do the work with charity, with love, work of faith. In the church of Thyatira, there were evil things going on. We are not called to become called because people are not obeying. But let us continue to do the work that Jesus say, I know. Jesus is seeing with his eyes, as he say, these things say the Son of God, who had his eyes like unto the flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. Christ is looking everything with his eyes. He will reward, he will judge, he will also protect, but we need to do our part. Come to the Lord, commit your life unto him.
The eyes of the Father run to and fro. He's searching the earth. He's looking for those who make intercession on behalf of the nation. Those who will rise up and pray.
Of yours faithfully, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are speaking to us, speaking to your church. Your eyes, oh God, the flame of fire, and your feet like the fine brass, to judge and to protect and to stabilize. Strengthen us, oh Lord, and be with us to continue to serve you. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
want you to serve you, O God. Glory to you, O God. O Lord, O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God, that your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain, so that we will continue to serve you. O God, may the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.